One of the most endangered of all whale species is the North Atlantic right whale. They were decimated by hunting, and only about 450 remain. Even though they've been protected for decades now, the species is fighting for survival. And as Molly Samuel of member station WABE reports, this has been a terrible season for them.
On winter days when the weather is good, a research plane takes off from St. Simon's Island in Georgia.
Okay, we're departing momentarily.
The pilots from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration fly straight lines out and back along Georgia's Atlantic coast, covering hundreds of miles of open ocean. Riding in the plane, surveyors are glued to the windows, scanning the water for whales.
On really nice days, you're looking out as far as possible just for any disturbance at the surface.
Melanie White works on the aerial survey team for a nonprofit called the Sea to Shore Alliance.
But we'll see dolphins and turtles out here.
But they haven't seen many whales this year. North Atlantic right whales are big, round, black whales. They spend most of their time around New England and Canada. But starting in November, pregnant whales and some others head south to the warmer water off the coast of Georgia and North Florida. This is where they spend the winter and begin to raise their calves. Only this year, the aerial observers didn't see a single whale until the end of January, and they still haven't found any calves.
This is the first time since I've worked with right whales that that has ever happened.
Barb Zoedsma has worked on right whales with NOAA since the early 1990s. She says of the 450 or so right whales alive, fewer than 100 are breeding females.
That's not good. You don't have to be Einstein to figure out that's a bad situation.
Zoedsma says the females are dying young and they're having calves less often, and climate change may be having an impact on their food. On top of all that, 18 right whales have died in the last year. Several of those were hit by ships or got caught in fishing gear.
The rope can cut through their bodies and keep them from being able to feed. It creates drag, and they basically just waste away.
Clay George is a wildlife biologist with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, and he cuts the fishing gear off the whales when he can.
The right whales are at a point where more are dying than are being born. That's just not sustainable long term.
After hours searching from the air, Carolyn O'Connor from Sea to Shore Alliance finally spots something.
Bingo. Jackpot.
Bingo.
I feel like there's a lot of whales here.
The plane veers into a tight circle. There are five adults. One of them breaches. It slaps its tail. The whales are socializing.
I think there was some belly-to-belly contact there.
O'Connor says it's exciting every time they see a right whale. But this late in the winter, she says, it's kind of scary to not have found any calves. They'll keep looking for them, though, for another couple weeks. For NPR News, I'm Molly Samuel, St. Simon's Island, Georgia.